This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said four people suspected of carrying out Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse were killed in a shootout with police. Chief Leon Charles told reporters in Port-au-Prince that two other suspects, whom he described as mercenaries, were arrested during the shootout. Three police officers who were held hostage by the suspected assassins were freed. Charles did not provide any other information on the operation. Manhunt was launched shortly after Moïse was gunned down during a pre-dawn raid on his private home in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince. Baki Edmond, Haiti's ambassador to the United States, told reporters in Washington that Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic and its airports are closed. Asked by VOA whether officials knew the nationality of the gunman, Edmond said he was unsure, but based on video footage obtained by the National Police and deemed credible, the assassins posed as agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. The ambassador said First Lady Martine Moïse, who was also shot during the attack, is in stable but critical condition after being transferred to a hospital here in the U.S. in Miami, Florida, for treatment. One of the president's children, who was home during the attack, has been taken to a secure location. Meantime, Prime Minister Claude Joseph assumed leadership of Haiti with the help of police and the military and decreed a two-week state of siege following Moïse's killing, which stunned a nation grappling with some of the Western Hemisphere's highest poverty, violence, and political instability. President Joe Biden condemned the assassination, expressing condolences in a statement issued by the White House. Biden called the attack wearisome. By remote, this is VOA News. Multiple rockets fired at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq's capital early Thursday, according to Iraqi security sources, the latest in a series of attacks on U.S. military and diplomatic sites in recent days. The attacks did not hit the embassy, instead landing elsewhere in Baghdad's fortified Green Zone. The United States has blamed Iran-backed militias operating in Iraq and Syria for a wave of attacks on U.S. troops and military facilities where they are based. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters at a briefing Wednesday that those attacks are representative of the threat that Iran-backed militias present fundamentally to Iraq's sovereignty and Iraq's stability. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has begun serving a 15-month prison term. Zuma decided to hand himself over to authorities Thursday to obey the order from the country's highest court, the Constitutional Court, that he should serve a prison term for contempt of court. 2 weeks after the collapse of a Florida condominium, officials announcing Wednesday that they were shifting from rescue to recovery as there was no chance of life. The Miami-Dade assistant fire chief telling families of the people who had remained unaccounted for that rescue dogs, listening devices would be removed, but the workers would continue to search for human remains. No survivors have been found since the earliest hours after the half of the building collapsed back on June 24th. The mayor of Miami-Dade said that 8 more bodies had been recovered Wednesday, raising the death toll to 54. 86 people are still unaccounted for. A weakened but resilient tropical storm Elsa killed at least one person in Florida on Wednesday, injuring several others when a possible tornado struck a campground at a Navy base in southeast Georgia. Elsa seemed to spare Florida from significant damage, though it is still threatened flooding downpours and caused several tornado warnings. A container ship anchored in Dubai caught fire late Wednesday, causing an explosion felt across the commercial hub of the United Arab Emirates. There were no immediate reports of casualties at the port. Early Thursday, the Dubai government issued a statement saying that emergency services had brought the blaze under control, the extent of damage still being assessed. The cause of the fire also not immediately known. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.